Hi, it's the Team Talk. I'm Josh Sexton, and Jurgen Klopp has just held his pre-Crystal Palace press conference. Not Crystal Palace, I've got that down from last week. It's West Brom. It's his pre-West Brom press conference on Christmas Eve. I said Crystal Palace wrong last week. That's how I knew, because I nearly said it wrong again then. And last week was obviously the mad Team Talk we had with Adam Smith and the gang, and that press conference seemed to just follow on from that steam. So joining me to react to that are Lizzie Doyle, Gareth Roberts, and Mike Kearney. He talks about the injury boost. Obviously, most people will have seen the training pictures from yesterday, which featured some lads who've been missing for a while, which was nice. He talks about Salah Mané on the front three and some goal scoring chat, so we'll get into that. He talks a bit about Sam Allardyce, which I can't wait to get stuck into with Gareth. We're also going to have Alex Newton coming up for the opposition view, and then we'll do our usual team selection and score predictions in the third part of the show. Starting off though, then, Lizzie, Thiago. He seemed to pour a bit of water on it. Like last week, I think we all got very excited seeing the picture of Thiago sort of being back on a pitch. Got very excited seeing him being back in with the team and like having a laugh and stuff yesterday. But Jurgen was basically saying there, like, look, he's still not involved in a full session, but he's making good steps, and we're not going to rush it. So he's not going to be back for this game, but it just feels positive to even have him back at all at the moment, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. But Josh, with all this positivity, I just want to say now I'm not going to go the match. Got a ticket. I'm not going to go if Thiago's not there. I'm fuming. Ruined me Christmas. I mean, I thought I'd be like the first person to see him, but no, he's absolutely done me over there. So, yeah, gutters. No, I'm joking. No, it's good. It's good that he's back in training. And I think, to be honest, like, I had a marking in my head just from what he said in past press conferences and stuff of like early 2021. So maybe sort of like after the Aston Villa game, because it's the game's a little bit relentless, aren't they? They've got we've got three games back to back, and then we've got the FA Cup game. So that was the marker I had on for Thiago, to be honest. And when we saw the pictures, it was lovely, weren't it? And he's a little tease posting it all and getting us all excited and everything. But it'll be great to have him back, and I think it's, you know, he's just looking ever so slightly less invisible, which is a good thing. He's looking a little bit more real, and it shows that he does actually exist, and it wasn't all a dream, really, that Thiago did sign for us. So I'm really looking forward to seeing him at some point. It is a shame. It would have been a lovely Christmas present, wouldn't it? Especially in front of fans in Anfield, because God knows what might happen in the future when he does play, if there'll be anyone there to see him. So it's a bit of a blow, but it's good to know that another couple of lads are due back as well, though.